federal officials spent time this week visiting the communities along Lake Ontario that stand to be impacted by a proposed project that would preserve some of the oldest shipwrecks in the Great Lakes. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the federal government is considering creating a 1,700-square-mile marine sanctuary in the southeastern portion of Lake Ontario.
The excitement at the Lake Ontario Conference Center in Oswego was palpable as officials with NOAA explained what has happened in the communities where the 13 existing National Marine Sanctuaries are located. Tourism skyrockets, new educational programs are created, and priceless historic resources are preserved. Oswego County Administrator Phil Church, who led the nomination process, says securing this designation would put the region on the map.
They come because they're fascinated by the subject. And it's part of the draw to the area. And a sanctuary here puts us in elite company around the world.
Residents, government leaders, and other community stakeholders voice strong, unequivocal support for the designation. Some have expressed concern about the potential disruption from the project to an area where commercial fishing and shipping are essential to the economy. But Ellen Brody from NOAA says the term sanctuary may be misleading.
It leads some people to think that these are areas that are off limits to people. And I want to reassure you that we do promote people using sanctuaries in, you know, fishing, kayaking, sailing, and other forms.
In fact, NOAA officials said the research and tourism that come along with a marine sanctuary will actually increase access to the water and what lies beneath. As the designation moves forward, some of those at the meeting, like Jim Kennard, urged NOAA to make sure that all four counties that collaborated on the nomination, Oswego, Jefferson, Cayuga, and Wayne, benefit from it.
If you focus on one community, you're going to pull people away from all the other communities. And these historical societies and lighthouses along the southern shore of Lake Ontario, they're hurting for funds.
Although the designation is still under review, NOAA officials say it is their expectation that this marine sanctuary will be established. But that won't happen for another 2 to 3 years. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.